Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local man is handcrafting lighting fixtures for the Grand Theater remodel. What's he doing and why? Let's go in-depth with Jim Coe and Dylan Morse from Knoxville. Well, what a beautiful light for the theater, and this officially called a sconce, you were telling me?
Yeah, theater sconce. We're in the process of rewiring the building, as we're doing, you know, with everything. We're rewiring, we're new heating and cooling, new plumbing, new everything. And our electricians, which are actually local here in town, Ardent Lighting, had provided us with several catalogs and everything like that. And with them and our group, we had kind of looked through everything and found lots of options that we really liked, but everything was just crazy expensive. I mean, it was $3,000 for a light fixture that was maybe 24 inches tall. And we thought, you know, there's got to be a better way to do that. So we got kind of creative, and actually Jim got way more creative than we ever did. We showed him some pictures of what some of the other light fixtures in the building were going to look like, told him kind of what our ideas were and things like that, and just turned him loose, and this is the result of it. So it's really, really cool.
Well, it's beautiful, Jim.
Thank you.
Great work, and people can go by, and it's right in the theater. You can look in the window and see it. I don't know if it's, is it lit all the time now?
All the time.
All the time?
Mm-hmm.
It's what? How tall is that? Seven? It's over 7 foot tall.
About 7.5 foot tall.
7.5 foot tall, and I see you've got the Art Deco thing going.
Right. We've got Art Deco. And it's a background lighting. It's a little different light than it's going to be when it's done because of the glass. We got milk glass in it now, and then the new stuff will be Lexan, like a back of a sign. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a softer white, but it'll be really nice and bright.
It'll be white. And okay, so you've got it. I don't know, Jim. You're just going to have to explain it to me. You have some milled wood, and it's vertical, and it's going up and down, and it's sort of like a little fence. I don't know how else to describe.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's cherry wood, and it's banded with stainless steel, and like I said, the top one is 53 inches long, and the bottom one is 12 inches. So, and it's got the Art Deco on the bottom, and the I don't know what you call it on top.
Little finial type thing on the top.
Yeah, like a spindle on top.
Yeah. And you turn that on a lathe.
Yes, turn it on a lathe, mm-hmm. And all the cherry wood. We milled it all out and put all the flutes in it and put the grooves in it for the glass.
And you did that?
Yes.
Yeah. You milled all that yourself?
Yes.
And what kinds of wood did you say?
This is cherry. The main thing is cherry. And then the bottom, the Art Deco, is oak, walnut, basswood, and cherry on the outside edges.
Wow.
And
it's beautiful.
The cherry has a pretty interesting story, too. I mean,
yes,
it's really neat kind of where everything's coming from and how it's all coming together here.
Eat supper one night, and we run into an old friend, Donnie Seinhorst. And we was talking, and he asked me what I was up to because I work on cars. And he said that I told him I was working on building lights for the theater. And he asked me what I was making it up, and I says, cherry. He said, I've got some cherry. I said, would you be interested in selling? He says, yeah. So the next day or 2 days later, I went out to see Donnie, and he ended up donating all the cherry for the project, which was about 300 board feet, which is very, very nice. And so it really worked out good.
All right. And the other wood, any story with that?
No. It's stuff that I had at home and that I used. And the stainless steel, I went out to Jeff Isley to buy the stainless steel, and he heard about the project, so he donated all the stainless steel.
And the stainless steel are what, just one, two, three, four bands that
right.
Sort of hold the wood and
yeah.
the light and
it's just
glass
more,
in place?
More of a, it's not really for stability, it's just for looks. It's the Art Deco era, you know.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the handcrafted lighting fixtures for the Grand Theater remodel with Jim Coe and Dylan Morse. And where did you get the idea for this design?
I looked in the books.
Yeah.
A lot of this, and especially kind of the finial thing here on the top, a lot of this general idea comes from fixtures that a lot of people will remember from the theater that were all, gosh, what were they, just sheet metal?
Yeah, just sheet metal.
Some chrome, really, maybe.
Yeah.
They were quite a bit smaller than this, but we knew that we liked the general idea of it and thought, you know, how can we improve on this and how can we make it grand for the Grand Theater? You know, how can we make this a big deal? And it's difficult to find something that is large enough to have an impact in a room with 18-foot ceilings, you know, and,
right,
and seating for 200 people and all of that kind of thing. So that's where we, you know, brought out the experts here. So it's turned out better than we could have ever imagined. It's really, really beautiful.
And so how many of them are they're going to be?
There'll be six of the tall ones in the main theater room, then there'll be 10 of the small ones, which will be from the lobby all the way to the balcony area.
And the stairwells everywhere. So, I mean, it's going to be kind of a theme throughout the building. And we hope to be able to kind of carry on some of the cherry with the millwork and things like that that we're doing throughout the building, too, you know, with our concession stand, with some of the just the trim and woodwork around. So it's going to be a really beautiful place. It was a beautiful place when it was built. It's been renovated 100 different times over the years, and we're taking it back to some of the older look, and then having some fun with it along the way, being creative, being true to the history of the building in some ways, and then just putting our own spin on it while we're at it, too.
Wow, it is beautiful, and so it'll be fully integrated with the other woodwork and decor.
And fully integrated with the new digital systems. The projection and sound come with a computer system that when you get the new movie in, you program everything in there. You know, this is when the preview starts. This is when the movie starts. This is when, you know, kind of a sequence. So when, say, the previews start, maybe the ceiling lights will come down. It'll automatically dim for us. When the movie starts, the side lights, which will be these sconces, will automatically come down. So it's all tied together. It's the best of both worlds. It's the old stuff. It's the brand new stuff. It's everything kind of coming together to make this a really cool place to be.
And so that's when the lights go down. We realize that we're going to silence ourselves,
yep,
and immerse ourselves into, yep, the theater experience.
Yep. The curtain comes up, the popcorn gets eaten, and everybody hopefully has a really good time. So it's going to be really awesome.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the handcrafted lighting fixtures for the Grand Theater remodel with Jim Coe and Dylan Morse. Now, this is weeks of work for you, Jim, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes.
Weeks and weeks.
Weeks and weeks.
And weeks.
A lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, so how long did it take you to build this?
This in here took about 2 weeks. And so now I've made jigs and patterns and stuff, so now it's a little faster. You know, but you still got to do all the millwork and get everything turned down and sanded, and then the assembly, and do the wiring for the lights and stuff.
Why are you doing this?
Well, because I like Knoxville.
Well, yeah, you got to give me more than that. You like Knoxville. A lot of people like Knoxville, but they're not going to spend weeks and weeks,
weeks
and weeks.
Weeks and weeks, right.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
So how did you two get together on this?
Jim and my dad have worked together at 3M for several years. Jim's retired now, but we've always kind of had it in the back of our minds, like, you know, there are really talented people here in town. They're really imaginative, just industrious people that can do anything that we turn them loose on. And Jim was always kind of at the top of the list, so we were waiting for something that was worthy of a Jim Coe spin on it. You know, we had touched base with him a couple different times over the course of the project. When I worked on Ragbri, we talked about building the dam. that the riders kind of drove into town under and through. And we knew that this had to be something really special. And, you know, just the way that Jim looks at everything, we knew that he would make this really, really cool. I mean, he builds cars from nothing and then drives them around town like it's no big deal. He's a great guy, and luckily for us had kind of a soft spot for a project like this. So it's been really cool. Yeah. Really appreciative.
And so you're a mechanic, Jim. Many talents. Do you consider yourself an artist? Because looking at this, you sure are.
No, I don't. I just like the hobby of doing that stuff, you know. Woodworking, metalworking, I just like that stuff. Take something and make something nice out of it.
Well, that's what artists do.
Well.
Well, people can come and judge for themselves. They just have to come to the theater and look in the window and it'll be lit.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, that's the hope is, you know, we've put it out there on our Facebook page, on our website now. We're hoping that people continue coming by and walking by and peeking their head, you know, in the door when the door's open, or, you know, sticking their nose up against the glass and checking out the progress. It doesn't look like there's a lot happening in here right now, but that's because it's all the stuff that hopefully no one will ever have to see again. It's all the wiring. It's all the plumbing. It's all the heating and cooling. The roof is going on if the weather cooperates with us. So it's all these kind of foundational pieces that are coming into play right now. And we wanted to do something like this, you know, with this sconce to show people, like, this is what we're working towards. This is what it's going to be. It's going to be something totally unique that you couldn't get here before. You can't get, you know, many other places. You need to come to Knoxville to see this cool stuff that we're doing. So it's really cool. It's really, really fun to watch it all come together. It's really fun to watch people, you know, a lot of people that are involved in everything, and then a lot of people that are involved in nothing, you know, that don't put themselves out there, that don't volunteer, have come here and put in a ton of time, a ton of effort, money, everything. I mean, it's so cool to watch the town and the county and the state and all of our alumni and everything come together and make this happen. It's really, really awesome.
Well, I know you're a long way towards your fundraising goal, but mm-hmm. you aren't all the way there yet.
Right. Yeah.
The group needs some more help, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've been contacting a lot of our larger donors to show them where their funds that they've already contributed are going. We're still out there kind of on the warpath trying to scare up those new donations. We do need anywhere from $130,000 to $170,000 more to get everything on the to-do list done. And I say that range because we're working currently with the city of Knoxville to determine whether or not the building should have a sprinkler system. That's been a question of late, and it's a $40,000 question. So we just want to make sure that we have it answered correctly and we do this renovation correctly the first time, and we don't have to come back and cobble it up later. So there's still a lot to do. We've been really, really successful so far, but there's a lot to do, and there's a lot of big expensive projects to undertake yet. So we're getting there. We'll get there. We just need that continued buy-in from the community, and we'll get it done.
Well, and you're over halfway there. You're like three quarters of the way there, right?
Yeah. No, we've done really well, and a lot of things we've come in, you know, pleasantly well under budget, and a lot of things we've just absolutely blown the budget on. So it's worked out well. We've gotten some really lucky breaks, and we've been really creative with the way that we're solving a lot of the problems. And again, the sconce is one example of it. I mean, we could have spent $15,000 on light fixtures in the building, and we're going to spend virtually nothing on it because the community's stepping up and showing us their love.
Well, how does it feel to be a part of it in this very creative way?
Oh, it feels really good. When I was a kid, I used to come up here to the Saturday matinees, and I don't think Carl ever threw me out, but he bent my ear two or three times. So it was a good childhood thing, and I like to see that pass on.
thanks to Jim Coe and Dylan Morris for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.